This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
'Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome again to another episode of The Power of Dhikr, where we are looking at the virtues of dhikr, we're looking at how to do dhikr, we're looking at the different kinds of dhikr, we're looking at important points, tips, things we should be doing, things we shouldn't be doing, and we're doing all of that as part of a series of episodes about the power of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. In the previous episodes, we've looked at the virtue of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we remind ourselves of this wonderful hadith, this long hadith, that should I not inform you of the best of your actions and the most pure of them in the sight of your Lord, and the highest of them in terms of your level, and the better, those actions which are better for you than giving gold and silver, and better for you than to meet your enemies so you strike their necks and they strike your necks? And they said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. And he said, the remembrance of Allah. There is no doubt that the remembrance of Allah in all of its different forms is the best of our actions. And what I wanted to do in this episode, inshallah, is to look at some of the different forms of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of the different ways that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some of the major forms that a Muslim goes through in their life of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. And I want to focus upon two of them today, upon the recitation of the Qur'an and upon the prayer. And there's no doubt that the prayer is made up of the recitation of the Qur'an. The prayer is made up of the recitation of the Qur'an. So, let us look for a moment about the issue of the prayer. And the prayer is one of the most significant forms of dhikr, of the remembrance of Allah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it a type of remembrance of Allah in the Qur'an. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, O you who believe, if the prayer is called and announced on the day of Jumu'ah, rush to the dhikr of Allah, to the remembrance of Allah. So this idea of the khutbah and sitting through the khutbah and praying that prayer, that salah that Allah Azza wa Jal commands you to pray, like for example when Allah says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, perform the prayer to do dhikr, as a form of dhikr, as a form of remembrance for me. So Allah Azza wa Jal describes this prayer and this attendance of the Jumu'ah as a form of dhikr. And this is really from the most significant forms of dhikr. And Allah Azza wa Jal uses it as a means, and informs us that it's a means for us to seek His help. So Allah says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. That all you who believe, seek help from Allah in patience and in prayer. So the prayer is really a very important part of the remembrance of Allah. And if you think about the prayer, if you think about the dhikr, if you think about the kind of dhikr that you do, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, ma sha'allah, tabarakallah, insha'allah, all of these sort of daily dhikr, how many of those are present in the prayer? Think about the prayer from the beginning. Allahu Akbar begins with the remembrance of Allah. You know, then you're praising Allah with Surah Al-Fatiha, which contains the highest form of dhikr. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of all of mankind. And again, you know, the whole of Al-Fatiha in the remembrance of Allah, reading the Quran, which is all described as the remembrance of Allah. And then again, you go into your ruku', you say Allahu Akbar. You say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, glory be to my Lord, the Most Great. And this statement that you make is again dhikr. You rise up and you say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Again, dhikr upon dhikr upon dhikr. You're making a lot of remembrance of Allah in a very dedicated and a very focused way. So your prayer really is very, very, very important. And we mustn't understand by dhikr that we're just referring to making tasbih and, you know, saying La ilaha illallah and saying Allahu Akbar using our fingers, or simply just sitting and saying Subhanallah, but that the prayer itself is one of the key forms and the key ways that we remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that's why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Perform the prayer. And notice that Allah says أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ. He doesn't say صَلُّ. He doesn't say pray. He says establish the prayer. Do the iqama of the salah. Perform the prayer properly, perform it fully and completely, do it with all of its recommendations, all of the parts, the extra du'as that you can learn. So the first thing we want to encourage people to do in terms of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is the dhikr that relates to the prayer. And this means that you learn your du'as of the prayer, du'a ul-istiftah, the du'a that you make when you begin. You learn how to perform the prayer with proper concentration. You really try to make as much dhikr. And the place for dhikr in the prayer especially is the ruku'. Because in the ruku', the Prophet ﷺ said, as for the ruku', increase in the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. So you don't just have to say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. You can add other adhkar which are mentioned in the books of the prayer and the descriptions of the prayer of the Prophet ﷺ. And when we come to the part of the series where we're going to be looking at the different adhkar, we'll look at some of the dhikr that we can do in the ruku'. Likewise, in the sujood, when you're in the sujood is a time for dua, a time for calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make as many of the remembrances of Allah, as many of the different types of remembrance of Allah as you possibly can, and learn them. You'll increase your prayer and you'll increase your concentration through it. Not only the prayer, but as part of the prayer, the recitation of the Quran. And the best prayer, or the best voluntary prayer, is the one that has the longest standing. That's when you're on your own. When you're part of a group, you pray in a way that is shorter for people. But the best prayer is the one with the longest standing. So this is remembrance of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla describes the Quran as a dhikr, the remembrance. And this remembrance is there for you to remember Allah. And again, what greater form of the remembrance of Allah can you get than Allah's speech? The Quran is the speech of Allah. And the speech of Allah is the greatest form of His remembrance. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching you Himself through His own words subhanahu wa ta'ala how to remember Him. And so again, the recitation of the Quran, reciting the Quran regularly and frequently, reciting the Quran and thinking and reflecting upon it, reading the Quran in your language you understand, reading the books of tafsir of the Quran. These are all things that are vital for us if we're going to be from الذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات, those people who mention Allah much, who remember Allah much, from the men and from the women. And we can't be from those people until we focused on these two things, upon the prayer and upon the recitation of the Quran. How many people try to recite the Quran? They recite a large amount and then they forget it. They memorize some and then they forget it. But the Quran is, the idea is that you take a small portion every single day and you get through it, the next day again, the next day again, the next day again. Eventually you finish the Quran, you start again. You finish the Quran, you start again. You finish the Quran and again you start again. So bit by bit and step by step, you are being from those who frequently and regularly mention Allah. Remember, the most beloved deeds to Allah are those that are continuous, even if they are small, as the Prophet ﷺ said. So we're not worried if our continuous deeds are not as much as some other people do. Someone comes and says, I read half of the Quran today. I read a third of the Quran today. In Ramadan, I read the whole of the Quran 3 times. We say to them, very simple. That's wonderful if you're doing that all throughout the year. But if you're just doing that every now and again, that's not as good as the continuous, small, regular deeds that you're reading a half a page a day, or a page a day, or 2 pages a day. 2 pages a day is enough for you to finish the Quran once a year. And then you can finish it again once in Ramadan, so you can do the Quran twice a year. How many of us who are watching this program today can say that we finish the Quran every year, year in, year out, twice a year? And it doesn't take very much of our time. A few lines after every prayer, and we finish the Quran twice, three, four, five times every single year, year in, year out. So we become from the people of the Quran and the people who are those who remember Allah much, both male and both female. I think in terms of our prayer, we need to make sure that our prayers are on time. We need to make sure that our prayers are full of concentration and full of attentiveness to Allah. And remember that concentration in the prayer, it starts from the heart. It doesn't start from the eyes or from the limbs or from the tongue or from what you say, but it starts from the heart. And if your heart is still and tranquil, then the whole of the rest of the body will fall in line. And when the heart is busy thinking about this and that and the other, then there's no doubt that the same thing will happen to the body. The body will become busy and will become distracted. So you focus on making the heart still and quiet. And this is something that you can do in many different ways. From those ways is to attend the masjid early, to sit and wait for the prayer, because the one who is sitting and waiting for the prayer is the same as the one who is in the prayer. He gets the reward of praying. And from the ways is to think about what it is that you're saying. How many of us actually know what it means to say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim? We say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. We say these words hundreds of times. You know, we say them every single day, tens of times. We say again and again and again, hundreds of times we say these words. But many of us still don't know what they mean in our language. They don't know what Subhanallah actually means. And one of the things, inshaAllah ta'ala, we're going to be dealing with in these episodes, with the permission of Allah, is some of the meanings of the adhkar that we do, inshaAllah ta'ala. So in future episodes, inshaAllah, we'll discuss what it means to say Subhanallah, what it means to say Alhamdulillah, what it means to say Allahu Akbar, what it means to say La ilaha illallah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and some of the other famous adhkar that a Muslim recites on a regular basis. So one of the ways to concentrate in the prayer is to know what those words mean and to think about them, to remember who you're standing in front of. You're standing in front of the King of all kings, the supreme ruler of the universe, the Lord of the heavens and the world and the earth. And so, you know, this is something you have to bear in mind. When you get the prayer right and you get the Quran right, then you're going to be from those people who remember Allah much. That's all we have time for in this episode. And inshaAllah ta'ala, please do join me for a future episode of The Power of Dhikr. Jazakumullahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So change my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.